debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
We can't have like a we can't do any of that because we might get copyright infringed. So when we start the after show, the Bubba the Love Sponge uncensored after show on Facebook and YouTube live on Wednesdays and Thursdays, then it's really no big, you know, it's really not a big highly produced stuff because everybody's so sensitive about copyright infringement. YouTube will fucking kill you.
Yeah. Well, and we already had, like, what, one strike? Maybe two?
Oh, we've had a lot. We haven't had any. I think we've only had one serious community strike, right, Blitz, on YouTube, I think.
Yeah.
Well, and I think we're still, like, in double secret probation. What?
We just had a jack over that was, like, super low.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Even like the shadow from the security cameras.
Do you guys, sometimes
cry?
Get a little scared that the jet's gonna fucking go right into the building?
Yes.
And it's unsurvivable.
No. Yes.
Every day.
Well, I don't, because you know why? Because
sweet release.
No, because if you knew anything about aviation, like Blitz and I do, they're almost at a point. When they're going over, and Blitz, correct me if I'm wrong, because you're far more of an aviator guy than I am, but I know quite a bit about it. You know, I have 600 hours in a plane, right seat, which you kind of learn the aviation, so to speak. But when they're on their final glide slope when they go over our place, and anything short of just absolute fucking catastrophic, They can, if they've made it to us, they can probably make it to the runway.
Yeah.
Based on altitude. They would, if they were going to have a problem on landing, it's probably going to happen before they get here.
So like that, you know, like that one small plane, what was it, about a year or two? Or year,
yeah. But like, very rarely does any of that kind of shit, that's really uncommon for those smaller planes like that. Tampa has another runway that runs east and west that a lot of people don't know about, but most of the 172s and Cirrus 22, they land on that. This runway here,
a lot of private jets do too.
This runway here is mostly private or mid-sized, and if there's my old 414.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
But most of this Blitz is private traffic here that goes over
737. They just flew over just now.
Right. A lot, if they're busy, they'll use this for a backup. Or if a lot of times the main runway, they'll shut it down for a day or two. We know that.
Yep. They're both open right now, but they're using both of them.
Yeah, because they're that busy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But once they've made it, talking about our building strategically where it's located by the Tampa International Airport, and we're on final approach, it seems to be, Blitz, more planes land than take off. They don't take a lot of them off from here.
Well,
sometimes they do. I know it's based on wind. I do know that. But because I don't think the wind comes from the south, dead south, as often as it does from the north.
They're more likely to land on this one. However, the other thing, too, is they're a lot lower when they're landing. If they're taking off this way, they're way high up in the air before they get to the end of the runway.
Yeah, but it seems like they're louder. It's louder when they take off than it is when they land.
Yeah.
Trust me, I've been an extensive amount of time out back. Like
I know you lived in the trailer.
Like as if it was almost prison. Mm-hmm. So, Blitz, all this shit's embraced in my fucking head. they're louder when they take off, and those private little motherfuckers, when they're full throttle taking off,
oh, yeah.
those guys can suck my dick.
Especially the old ones. Like
yeah.
the old Lears.
Like the Lear 24s.
Yeah, the old ones are loud.
Fuck. But, and just in aviation, and Blitz will help me out here.
Iggy
when,
McGillicuddy.
No.
Whoa. 2562. Woo.
2562 what?
Dollars.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Is he on Facebook or
that's
is he,
YouTube.
Okay,
Stars
I know.
Is Facebook. Sean Buck,
I realize that.
$14.99 on YouTube.
Super chat.
Thank you so
Super
much.
Chat. I don't have any stars over in my world. I got 140.
How the bitches?
Oh, you know, I haven't looked. I can't even get an inventory of my bitch. There's Heather Wiz. Hi, Wizzy.
What's up, Wiz?
Hi, Wiz.
That's all. And Big Red, Wiz, Red, Kale, John, Ryan.
Big Red and Wizzy.
Those are the only two people that I know. Where's my girls? Where's all my girls?
Sounds like all the redheads.
There's Ashley. I see Ashley.
Where's my hoes at?
Where's my Facebook hoes?
Come on.
I got a secret crush on you, and you guys got a secret crush on me. I'm getting my hair cut today, too, Anna.
Yeah?
It's getting a little long. I'm getting a cut.
Going to the barbershop?
Yeah, what I call the barbershop.
Nice.
No need to ask any further questions.
I will not.
Fucking bitch.
You still using the gray in stuff?
Don't worry about what I'm using. What I'm using is fucking dead on.
It's working.
Shannon Farrow, 200 stars.
So, thank you, Shannon. But Blitz, once they've made it to us, they could even have a catastrophic motor failure, and they're probably going to be able to make it in.
Yeah.
Now, the only problem they would have is if a fucking wing fell off or some kind of a bird strike.
Never happens.
Right. Fucking never happens. Even a bird strike a bird strike here, just our luck. 7-9 or 4-9 fucking crashes because one of BRN's
little
fucking.
Little Lummy flipping got into the engine.
Little Lummy got sucked up into the fucking Whitney Pratt fucking Rolls Royce motor.
Looking for love.
Got shot out the back. So anyway, by the time they're here, they're powered up. Their motors are powered up.
Yep.
They're powered up like they're almost half to three-quarter throttle when they're going by us up because you power up when you're landing. And so Blitz, if they're powered up when they get us and they have a motor failure, they've already powered up.
Heather Wiz, 1,000 stars.
Oh, thank you, my little Wizzy. And they'll be able to the only thing that would let them crash into our building at the angle and the glide slope that we're on, their wing would have to fall off.
Yeah,
fucking catastrophic.
A single engine airplane would have to have an engine failure, which is I could see that.
Right.
But any multi engine airplane, even if they had one engine failure, they're still making it to the runway.
Right. And even a single guy, if he had altitude. If he had some fucking altitude, mm-hmm. but you know, what are they probably? What are they probably? I don't know. 400 feet.
Yeah, over our building, about that.
Max.
Yeah, they could be a little higher, but that's about it.
And you know the heights vary.
Of course,
they do. Like some of the bigger planes come in lower,
mm-hmm.
and some of the private jets, they like to stay up high and then zipper in.
Yeah, and because they use less runway as well, so they can land farther down on the runway.
Oh, so they come in a little hotter,
sometimes.
A little higher and hotter.
Sometimes,
but the big boys, they need that. What is that? 7,900 feet
on that right runway. So I think it's about that.
About 7,900 feet on that runway. Hi,
everybody. Jessica Leding Blonde, 500 stars.
Who?
Jessica Leding. Blonde, 500 stars. Happy Hanukkah.
Is that her name, Jessica Ledeen Blonde?
Yes.
I think she's new. Happy Hanukkah to you as well. And
so
this is where all the hot chicks hang out. When we do our uncensored show on Wednesdays and Thursdays, available on Facebook and YouTube, the women that have a secret little crushes on me. We all gravitate over. I have a crush myself, too. We gravitate over here to Facebook.
Iggy McGillicuddy. Swole. $10.62.
Nice.
You too.
Thanks, Iggy. The west runway, which is not the one that goes by here, is 11,000 feet. And the one that goes by here is 8,300.
Country Girl 92, 200 stars.
And even 8,300 is a big runway.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's a... And I think the nearly 12,000 one. The reason why I think that is Blitz is because of MacDill.
What do you mean?
I think
like
that
the backup runway?
Not in case they would need to bring anything militarily wise in here.
You mean why it's so long?
Yeah.
Well, just the old school jets that were made when the run, when the airport was made had to have that.
Hold on. Ty J. Armstrong is calling me.
What? Ty J.
They would need to bring anything militarily wise in here. Hold on.
You mean why it's so long?
Yeah.
Well, just the old school jets that were.
But we just got a star party, Bubba.
Made, had to have that. Oh, no.
Rebecca Marie, tell us. 830 stars. Scotty Briggs, 3,000 stars. Star party. Twinkle, twinkle, twinkle. Twinkle, twinkle.
Oh, where are we doing that?
Twinkle, twinkle, twinkle.
Oh, wait. Twinkle.
Twinkle, twinkle.
Did we have the royalty free twinkle, twinkle?
Can we get like an EDM version?
Big Buck with 1,000 stars. Twinkle, twinkle, twinkle. Star,
find one.
I'm only as good
as you guys prepare me. Let's see. For a royalty-free twinkle, twinkle, Now, is the star party complete?
No, because we just started the
rocket ship just went off, and I thought the homosexual gay pride rocket ship just blasted off. Does it blast off when you start your party and then land when you get done doing your party?
Yeah, we just killed it with Big Buck and Country Girl 92 with 1,000 stars. Twinkle, twinkle, twinkle. And old Scotty Briggs with 3,000 stars.
Anna, looking for some fucking royalty free twinkle, twinkle.
Mark Letier. Fast and upbeat.
$10. Kiss ass.
Ty J
YouTube.
Says, bitch, where's the show, bitch? Jim Brewer loves Cowhead. Move on. Oh, I guess there's what happened, Anna.
I don't think he was on there, though. But
oh. Well, Ty J, I have moved on. I didn't bring it up till you did, bitch.
Yeah, Ty J,
hell? You motherfucker. Fucking Ty J.
Bubba's
gonna kick your ass.
I can't kick your ass, but yeah. I can stand up to you and said, never did I
you
mention
that. You could stand
that.
Up to the middle of his chest, maybe.
I would never, ever try to fight fucking Ty J.
That's not what you say privately.
Besmirch.
I would never besmirch the great Ty J. Armstrong. I would never fight him.
Nope.
That motherfucker would own me.
Yeah.
I don't know what he just even said to me.
Love you, Sponge.
Kayaking Saturday.
You in?
Kayak with him.
Guys, I'm afraid to kayak.
Don't be afraid.
You know why? Because I'll fucking sink it.
No, you won't.
We'll put the floaters on the side.
Boats float.
Tell Blitz to get at me. That's probably, he wants you to call him. You guys are fucking Johnny Kayaker. Why don't you go kayaking?
Okay.
Because my arms are too short for the paddle.
You can do it.
And my body is too big for the fucking kayak. Now, Blitz, you're going to tell me right now that kayaks, the capacities are 250 pounds.
Mine are, but I have small kayaks.
Do they have floaters, though?
They do. They have outriggers.
I'm not going to be the guy with
buoy.
The fucking outrigger.
Buoy boy.
You mean the ones that stick out like that?
Yeah, big arms 101.
That's fucked up,
like little
guys.
Bumpers.
$9.99.
Are we still in a fucking star party?
The star party ended.
We can get some like 2-liter bottles and duct tape them to the side.
It says Bubba Army Radio is playing a different show. Maybe Jesus and Lemmy could look into that with a Blitz kicker. Yep. Hello?
Is it?
Who in the heck doesn't get an actual confirmation verbally from a guest
on a motherfucking Hummel?
She got it when she booked him, though. It was like, that was only 2 weeks ago.
No, hold on, Gary. I'm not sticking up for on.
That wasn't
Gary.
A booking.
Gary.
That was, yeah, Gary. I'd like to be
what
on
do you
the
want
show.
Me to do? Gary, what was I supposed to do?
Gary, I'm not sticking up for
you
on.
You say, hey,
I'm not sticking
for
up for Anna,
on
but guests not showing up is very common. It started well before Anna started working here. It happens about 4 out of every 10 times.
Yep. Wow, that's pretty common.
They don't fucking show up.
Yeah.
Big Buck! 10,000 stars!
Bye.
Good morning, Big Buck.
Man, even he Big just got Buck sniped. Like you got to say, Big Buck just sniped
Big
Gary.
Big Buck just sniped Gary! Oh. And then we came with another snipe from the real Florida Stanley. $100. Kiss us.
Well, that might be on account.
He's our big money maker.
What I'm saying, Blitz, is like, you know, next time Gary calls in, I may have to hang up because we already got one in a hopper.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, did I just get 200 on that deal?
Yeah. That's a future Gary calling.
If a guy gets double sniped, then it goes to the next call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They roll over.
So, yeah.
They get the bullet back.
It's like, you know, member reward points. They roll over.
Yeah, roll over minutes.
Yeah. rollover minutes. Does anybody even still check their minutes?
No.
Like, there's people that, nope. that buy cellular and they're like, man, my fucking, I ain't got very many minutes left.
Well, they do sell those at Walmart.
When you get your Obama phone.
What do you mean?
Like, you can go buy like 500 minutes or whatever.
So my dad was against cell phones a long time ago. And I was like, man, you know, let me just buy you one. And that way you have it. Like, you don't have to use
it. Is it a fucking Samsung too?
No, it's a flip. It's a fucking shitty flip phone.
Oh, okay. Razor.
And I said, look, yeah, not even.
It's like, pops a Razor.
Well, he doesn't. He never uses it. I said, look, just keep it with you. That way, if you're somewhere and you need help or something, just, you know, you got
like for an emergency or something.
I pay. It's a cheap cell phone service. I pay $10 every 3 months, and it adds like 500 minutes or whatever. Well, he's had it now for like 6 years, so he's got like 400,000 minutes, and he never uses it. But
oh, so the minutes do roll over. Like if you didn't use them,
they do.
I mean, fuck.
He's got rollover minutes. He's got tons of them. But every now and then he does use it. But I'm like, here, I'll pay for it. No big deal. Like that way you have a phone if you're out somewhere and your car breaks down or something.
Yeah, you need it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, he probably needs to be on Facebook too.
He's not.
No, it's a flip
phone. My mom lives on Facebook. He's not.
My mom is fucking. Oh.
Mm-hmm. A mark for Mark Zuck.
Yeah, I mean,
she's a cuck.
I had to yell at somebody in my family, or you know, somebody close to my family this weekend.
Oh yeah,
what'd they do?
Well, I'm just somebody that's close to me blurted out, "Hey, did you see on Facebook?" And then some bullshit gossip about a friend of ours that was dating somebody, and I fucking cut the biggest fucking promo. I said, I fucking hate Facebook, and I do not acknowledge people that start their conversations out with, did you see on fucking Facebook? Like, it just, you might as well be calling me, hey, you fucking lard ass, no good piece of shit. You might as well address me in that manner. That's the same mentality I have
when
the first fucking thing out of your mouth is, I saw on Facebook, or did you see on Facebook? The biggest fucking gossip bullshit.
But was it some juicy goss?
Zach Ertin, $9.99 in the picture.
Sometimes
you know what
that can be
do
fun.
You know what it was? It was some juicy gossip that quite frankly isn't anybody's fucking business. And as much as the person, and you know what? People fucking think they got to put all their business up on Facebook.
Exactly.
Wait, so were you mad at the person who was gossiping or the person that put the information on Facebook?
The person that was gossiping.
Oh, okay.
And the person that put it up on Facebook, fuck him, her
them
too.
Them too, yeah. That's just as obnoxious.
Yeah, that's just as obnoxious. What she's doing is just as obnoxious. Who she's dating is just as obnoxious.
In a relationship with.
Exactly. So So somebody blurts out to me, hey, did you see such and such is now in a relationship with such and such? Where'd you see that? Facebook, I fucking said, don't you ever fucking start off something with me on Facebook. I fucking hate it.
Ooh.
By the way, hi to all of our Facebook viewers right now.
Hey, Facebook.
Hey, Facebook.
Thank you, 229.
Some Facebook house.
I love all you fuckers on Facebook that are using it to follow me and my shit, but don't start off a conversation with anybody with, did you see on Facebook? Did you see that such and such changed their relationship? And for you motherfuckers on Facebook, stop living a lie. It's like the best of. Like the best of.
Yeah.
It's the best of your life. Your husband fucking hates you.
Or the worst of your life. I don't want to see
your
that
wife,
either.
Your wife hates you.
Everyone hates
the
you.
The vacation that you're taking pictures on, it fucking sucked. You hated it.
Yeah.
You and your husband didn't fuck one time.
Yeah, see
what's
them
the
kids?
Point of vacation if you're not fucking?
See your them kids? You don't even like your kids.
Yeah. Don't take pictures of your kids in the fucking pool resort when you wish they'd get sucked in by the fucking skimmer.
Yeah.
I want to fucking start. I want to have a guy on a Facebook who fucking says it like it is. Hi, my name's Gary, and I'm married to a fucking beast that I hate. I got three fucking kids that I hate, and I'm going to fucking document it on Facebook. Hey, it's Gary, walking these little fuckers to the bus stop. Hey, it's Gary.
Killing myself every day.
Hey, it's Gary, driving myself to my fucking factory job. See that bridge over there? I think about jumping off of it every fucking day. Oh, there's my wife coming home. Fucking pig. Hate her. Here's our vacation. Miserable. Got no pussy. Fucking bitch. Fucking family sucks. Everything sucks. My job sucks. My boss is an asshole. Hey, here's a picture of me at work. Miserable. Right?
Yeah. That's how most people's lives are, but they're trying to convince themselves.
Not on Facebook. Fucking whatever. Fuck off.
I see that all the time. People are having the best vacation ever, and they are on the verge of divorce.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's usually what I think. When I see people trying to show how great their lives are, I'm like, oh, they're on the verge of a mental breakdown. I should call them and see if they're okay.
Listen, Sean Hopkins. Wow, now I'm deleting my Facebook, and I won't be able to watch Bubba. I told you, motherfuckers.
Not us.
Not us. Idiot. But all the other 99% of the fake motherfuckers on Facebook.
Yeah,
that are living their life like they're fucking a rock star with this and that and this and that and this and that, and they're fucking the whatever.
We know the truth.
Yeah.
I want to start a thing called Truth Book.
Oof.
Or the Truth Page. And it's just, you know.
Doxing people.
Hey, it's Todd here, and I'm at the gym, and God, I wish I could fuck that girl over there, but I'm married to this fucking battle axe. Get back in my battle axe fucking car and go deal with my battle axe bad breath bitch.
They haven't fucked for months.
We used to do doggy.
Mm-hmm.
She used to fucking blow me.
Right.
She used to put my balls in her mouth.
Nice.
Now I can't get her to do anything except look at fucking Facebook and tell me who's dating who.
Not even a handy.
Yeah, every once in a while. But
those are nice, man.
Yeah, nice. If you get them three times a day, not. Three times a year.
Three times a day.
Yeah, with some coconut oil.
Holy fuck.
Now she smells like misty morning seaside.
Yeah.
Every morning.
Misty morning seaside.
Afternoon and night.
Fucking bitch. Pussy smells, and it ain't from being used. It's from fucking being cobweb willy. Or you know what? I take that back. It is from being used. Probably from the fucking guy that she works with at work blasting the shit out of her.
Smelling like a Chinese wet market. Gonna give us all COVID from that pussy.
Fucking pangolin puss.
Yeah. Yeah, there's my wife. The bitch is sleeping with somebody at work. I just know it.
Penguin puss?
You know how I know it? Because I ain't had any pussy since fucking, you know, Valentine's Day.
Oh, no.
Do you think that there's some guys that only get pussy like Valentine's Day?
And their
birthday. Their birthday and maybe her birthday. Well, on her birthday, she doesn't want to
She's like, please leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah.
God, please die for my birthday.
Yeah, like, you know, and they got two kids. Like, the kids are like 7 and 9, so they can't fucking divorce because they're like, you know.
Okay, let's assume that you are married. What's the least amount regularly that you would put up with?
Pussy?
Yeah. Like, realistically.
When I want to fuck?
Yeah. I mean, generally, yeah.
3 times a week.
That's the least you'd ever take.
2.
Okay.
2.
Okay.
And then one, you start filing for divorce.
No.
Like, what if she's like, I'm only doing it Tuesday evening.
First of all, she's going to.
She would never tell Bubba that.
That wouldn't be your
like, okay,
be
bitch, well, guess what?
Those are not the words.
Guess what, bitch?
Jason Go Spence, 1,000 stars.
And read that prenup that you signed, because you're fixing to learn, you know, where I'm going to fucking lay it on you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, now, if I'm not, you know, if I'm not into her anymore.
Right.
You know, that's happened before. I'm not mentioning who.
Hmm.
But what do you say in that
case?
Like,
but when I'm into a chick, I really like her. And she likes me, and I like her, you know, 3-4 times. 3 to 4 times.
What have you said to a chick that you're no longer into? Do you go, I don't like that, your face no more?
No, you just lie.
Oh.
I mean, there's every motherfucker in this building that says they would just literally be honest.
No.
I'm going to call you a fucking liar.
I think we're going in different directions.
Yeah. You're
going to ugly town.
you just lie and fuck her less. Hopefully she'll get the hint.
Yeah.
Just lie. And fuck
lie
her
and fuck her less and then
that
get
should be a bug.
Lie, fuck her less and get caught cheating. That gets you the
How
fuck
get
out
of that wildebeest that, you live with.
That gets you out of, I mean, yeah. That, you know, that, you want to say goodbye, fuck her less, and get caught cheating.
And lie.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly how it is.
That's fair.
Hello?
Speaking of fucking.
Hey, what's up, Bubba? It's Brandon Aquan.
Speaking of fucking, I got my Brandon Aquan t-shirt on today,
yes, you
too.
Do.
Yes, so do I. And yesterday, I Yesterday, I jacked it three times.
Ooh.
You jacked it three times? Yeah, but I don't know that you could. I mean, like, if you had a full-time girlfriend, you think you could fuck three times?
Probably not.
Yeah, man, that's a lot these days, man. Back when I was, like, 20, that's
I'm
probably all right.
I'm gonna try my damnedest, though.
I mean, I could maybe fuck twice a day if I was really into a chick.
Yeah.
You could, I mean.
I'm tired just thinking about it.
Like, when I get up, I can fuck.
Yeah.
Because I got a morning bone.
Yep.
And then, like, you know,
lunchtime bone?
Yeah, like a one or two bone.
But no evening bone?
No, there's no night. I can't fuck past four.
Once the pills kick in?
Well, let's not determine. I mean, we have to determine why. It's just, you know, that's a new country song, too, Lana. I can't fuck past four.
Can't fuck past four.
You know, there's a song where it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
When the banjo's hit.
It's, you know, I can't fuck past four.
And the NyQuil won't quit.
And the Benadryls are kicking in. With the motherfucking Xannies kicking in.
My boner goes to sleep.
K-Pen's kicking in. And
right after I eat.
And the fucking Ambien's kicking in. Oh. Brandon, you got to be so excited about the pussy you're going to get, my friend.
Yes, I am.
Getting some great
A. And I talked to Bubba White last night, so he's going to hook me up with some Cialis.
Oh, he is? You got to start pounding that shit a couple days before.
I can't be fucking my dick looks like an elephant.
I can't be fucking. What is that, Anna?
I can't be fucking when my penis looks like an elevator button.
Janis Joplin over there.
Anna's a fucking lounge singer now about fucking. Listen, I may have to fucking send some Cialis to you, buddy. You got to get on that a couple weeks to build some muscle memory, kid.
Really? Like, hold on. For real?
No. Well, yeah, kind of.
Hey, what if he just takes a 20, like, the morning of?
You know, I guess he ain't 55 like me now, right?
Right.
Man, he's never had sex.
I do. I'll just tell everybody right now, I do a daily Cialis
I
do a 5 milligram Cialis every day.
Right.
I can get a boner in it. I mean, like, fuck. I take a 5 milligram every day, and I don't do it. Well, I do it for the boner, but it's also to help your prostate. It's good for your prostate health.
Big buck, $1,000.
Yeah. Like it shrinks your prostate so that, you know, you don't get fucking Vince Lombardi ass cancer.
It stays in your system for 36 hours, so if you do five every day, it builds up in your system.
Oh, yeah, I got a motherfucking muscle memory boner you know, like I got a boner like an 18-year-old for a while.
Nice.
So I'm gonna be good to go.
We're going to bone you the fuck up. You're going to have a hard dick.
And I got a new smartphone. This is the very first time I have a smartphone.
Really?
What'd you get?
Yeah. I got an old person one. I got a Motorola.
Okay.
Motorola?
Yeah, Motorola.
I'm confused.
You just said Motorola.
That's what cops use for radios. That's what Grady's boys got. It's fucking Motorola's.
Yeah, I got the Motorola Power G. It's got the big screen on it, the big numbers and everything.
Yeah, fuck yeah. How about Apple, kid?
I can't do the Apple. I'm an Android guy.
Oh.
Hell yeah.
Of course you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I take that pussy away from you now that I know that you're an Android weirdo.
But it works the best for me because I can voice everything.
I got it.
And Siri doesn't like me too much.
Yeah, she's a cunt.
Yeah, cunt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Siri, cunt.
Siri's a cunt.
Cunt Siri.
Hey, hold on. I bet you Alexa would agree. Hey, Alexa, is Siri a cunt?
Whoa.
Oh, she's like us sisters got to stick together.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sister girl.
Online bitches. All right, Brandon, listen, it's the countdown to you getting some pussy, and we're so excited.
Yeah, trust me, I am too.
How many times, you know, because Caitlin said, like, you know, she knows that as soon as she walks in and you see her, you're going to come.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She knows that. And then as soon as she pops her top off and shows her snizz, you're going to come.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're going to be just jacking the shit.
Two loads before you even get to touch anything.
Yeah, like, I mean, how many times do you think you can get hard, and what's the most amount of loads you think you get? You might load yourself right out of the deal.
Yeah, how many loads?
I mean, what if you blow off three loads and you haven't even entered?
Then I hope I can recuperate in 5 minutes.
Me too.
Yeah,
we're going to have you hopped up on Viagra and Cialis, buddy, so that you can bone out.
Maybe a Vike kicker.
I mean, now Brandon, listen to this. Listen, Brandon. You've never? I mean, you've had your hand on your dick a lot, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, not really my hand, just two fingers at a time.
Oh, you, hold on. You just two finger it?
Yeah.
You don't get the hand on the deal?
It's got a little flipper, a little cobra hand.
Because then if I grip the condom too hard, it'll pop off and then be a mess.
Oh, because you got to check. I forgot you got to check off with that condom deal. You got that. You got the condom catheter. Mm-hmm. So if you go too fucking hard, you tear the condom. Next thing you know, mom's in there changing it out, but half of it's milk. Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, but hold on now. But hold on. Listen to me.
Okay.
So there's nothing ever that you've never had a mouth or you've never had you've never had another person's hand. You've never had, I mean, the only thing that's ever touched your dick sexually is your two fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine?
Man, you have no idea.
Like, I sent you her Instagram.
I got it. Like, Brand, I don't know that I can put it up, though, Anna. I
mean, yeah, probably not. Yeah.
We could look at it.
Well, we could look at it, sure.
Yeah.
All right, we'll look at it here. But Brent, don't broadcast it, okay?
Okay.
Here's Caitlin. Ooh, here's what he's getting.
Spicy.
I mean, I'm looking at her fucking Instagram right now.
Well, I look at her OnlyFans every day.
Big juicy ass.
Look at this. Oh, my God, Brandon.
Yeah.
Now, Brandon, has she talked to you yet?
Well, we talk on OnlyFans once in a while, but I don't want to be the guy that, like, bugs her like a creepy guy.
Good. That's a good call.
Don't.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, now, but listen, Brandon, listen.
Don't talk yourself out of
every
it.
Every guy in this building has had some pussy.
Yep.
Okay. And every guy here just knows how good it really feels. And like it's almost indescribable for us to be able to describe to you that feeling, buddy.
Yeah.
I mean,
it'll make you fucking ruin your goddamn life.
It'll ruin your life, Brian. See, Brandon, here's the deal.
I wrote that book too.
Yeah. Listen, pussy will ruin your life.
Fuck, yes, it will.
Let me just tell you right now. You may think...
Are we really doing him a favor?
No, we're actually ruining your life, Brandon. Because you know what? It's like heroin addicts. You're always constantly trying to get that high.
Yeah, when you try crack for the first time.
You're just trying to always get that... You're always trying to get that pussy nut.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you think about.
Yeah, get that pussy nut.
Is to get that pussy nut.
Ooh, that's a rap song. Ooh, God, give me that pussy nut.
God, give me that pussy nut. Like there's
pussy nut,
Brandon.
Pussy
there's
nut.
Brandon. There's
shake that butt. Shake that butt.
Give me that pussy nut.
Is that a real song?
Brandon.
Yeah, of course it is.
Brandon. There's the nuts that you get, but then when you get a pussy nut, buddy.
Yeah.
And that condom catheter is not wrapped
He's
around
never
your.
Never had a fucking hand job nut. No, a fucking blow job
nothing.
Nut. Nothing.
Now, do you think that you might want to start off with some head?
Well, I'm up for anything, so I'm gonna.
He doesn't.
Well, hold on, Brandon. Can I help you out here as an old timer? You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are your suggestions?
Here's
on
what
you go down.
Here's what I think.
Yeah.
I gotta get.
Because don't forget, he's gonna fucking nut like literally second right. one.
So Brandon, like, here's how it's gonna do. Here's how it's gonna go. This is how I think it should go. Okay.
Yep.
So she.
Hang on. Let me take my pants off.
Okay. All right.
You ready?
So early in the morning, you jack off before she gets there. So let's just say, Blitz, that she was supposed to get there at noon or something, okay?
Okay.
Whatever. 5 o'clock, I don't know.
The good thing is we got a good one, because I've heard this story before. Last time, that's what the one told me. I'll come at noon, and then I'll come at 3. And
well,
then...
we're not dealing with some fucking crazy bitch that likes fucking guys in wheelchairs that's really lying about it.
Mm-hmm.
We're dealing with... a fucking girl that is trustworthy. I mean, like it's locked in, Brandon. Quit fucking shut up. I'm trying to tell you how to do it.
Yeah.
Stop referring back to the bitch that was crazy that never had any intentions of showing up at all.
Yeah, bitch.
And I say this and give this advice to you, Brandon, while wearing a Let's Go motherfucking Brandon t-shirt.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You about to fuck.
You about to fuck.
Get that pussy nut. Pussy nut.
Yeah. Look at Anna, my girl, over there rapping about shit that she don't know anything about
exactly.
either.
Exactly.
She don't know anything about a pussy nut.
I don't know nothing about pussy nut.
You don't know anything about a dick nut, do you?
Dick nut.
Dick
That's what
nut.
I'm saying.
A dick nut.
I mean, what I'm saying is he's gonna get a pussy nut.
Pussy nut.
Well, if you were to nut on a dick, what would that be? It'd be a dick nut.
A dick nut.
A dick nut.
You nut, but you don't nut on dicks, now do you?
No.
Okay.
Same two fingers that Brandon uses.
Yeah, the same two fingers that Brandon uses really hits home with you as well, kid.
Yeah.
You don't know what a dick nut is.
No.
And would you not agree? You obviously have had a cock in your life, and you've obviously mastered.
I've had a cock or two.
You've had a cock, sure. And you've nutted on a cock before, have you not? And was that nut different than the nut that you get when you masturbate? Hello?
There's a little bit of a difference.
There's a lot of a difference.
Yeah.
There's a difference for Brandon. There's a difference for you, too.
Sorry.
Let's focus on his pussy nut.
Let's be fair
about the type of nuts people get.
Everybody will fucking say that somebody else helping you out with your nut is way better than fucking doing it yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
No matter what it is.
So here's the deal, Brandon. I didn't mean to call you out
because
you don't get any dick nuts.
I don't either. Dick nuts.
No pussy nut, dick nut, nothing.
Man, us got. Oh, hold
I don't
on.
Get a scissor nut.
Blitz, we get pussy nuts.
Oh, yeah, but I don't get dick nuts, though.
You give dick nuts.
Yeah, you give dick
I do.
Nuts.
I sure do.
Okay, then. Quit make stupid arguing with me. I'm trying to get through this. Tell Brandon how to do it.
Yeah, just agree.
God damn. I'm tired of you guys all. Where's my Facebook so I can defriend you, motherfuckers? Okay, here we go.
I'm with you, Bubba.
So, Brandon, before Caitlin gets there, hours before, preferably when you first wake up, you got to snap off. You got to get a nut, okay?
At 8 a.m.?
Soon as you get up, Brandon, get a nut. Get that first one out. And what I'm trying to do is desensitize you, okay, buddy? Then I'm going to come in with some hard cock kickers, and it doesn't matter how many fucking nuts you had prior, you're still going to be able to pump it up, okay, buddy?
Yep.
All right, so as soon as you get up, get your nut, okay? Then take your hard dick pills that we're going to give you.
This is hard dick kicker number one.
Yeah, I'll give you the amounts once you get to town, buddy. Okay. We don't want to discuss. I'm not a doctor, so.
Yeah.
I can't really.
And I'm rolling in on Wednesday.
All right.
You're not making any suggestions. You've just talked about your experiences.
Yeah. This is like if I was Brandon, what would I do?
Yeah.
Hypothetically.
Yeah, hypothetically, I'd snap an early one off immediately. Okay, mm-hmm. buddy?
Okay, buddy. Yep.
Then, like, what time exactly?
Well, what time do you get up?
Well, I'm going to get up at 5:30 so I can be ready to listen to the show.
Oh, yeah, because we'll be live on the air. So as soon as you wake up and before, like, snap a nut, get a nut. In fact, I want you to call
wake
in and be
nut.
Like, Bubba, I'm at the host hotel here, and I've already I'm today is the day that Caitlin's gonna come fuck me, and I've already snapped off a nut. I've already got one nut in.
Running nut count.
Yeah. And then a lot of it has to do with what time Caitlin is coming to see you.
Right.
Because I may have to have you snap another one off.
Whoa, that's a lot.
Well, no, because if she comes at 12, he should do one at 10, right?
Well, we don't know when the fuck she's getting there.
Okay. She's trying to make a nut list for him.
So, do we have any idea? We wanted her to do it on that, I think, during the day, Blitz, because then, or at least early that night.
Yeah.
So that we could talk about it the next day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. So, let's say, for all intensive purposes, that it's going to be 3 p.m. That sounds like a good time to me.
That's a great time.
Yeah. So, you're going to get up and listen to the show. Get your nut there, okay?
Yeah.
Get that out.
Then
it's a good thing I got a smartphone now because I can get some Pornhub on there.
However, whatever you need.
Set an alarm.
Yeah. And then
I don't need an alarm.
And then at noon, Brandon, get you another nut.
Another one.
Now after the first nut, you're gonna do your I would, if I was you, do my first 20 milligrams of Cialis. Okay?
Yeah. Long
Actually, I would take 20 milligrams of Cialis the night before you go, when you go to bed.
Make sure it doesn't conflict with any of the medications you're already taking. Thank you very much. Fine print.
He's already checked with his doctor.
He's already checked with his doctor, and hard dick willies don't coincide with fucking, I'm paraplegic willies.
Sorry.
So, you're getting here Wednesday?
Yep.
All right. So, Tuesday, take 20 milligrams of Cialis. Wednesday, take 20 milligrams. Now, is she fucking you Wednesday or she's fucking you Thursday, isn't she?
I think so. I haven't talked to her about it yet.
So, Tuesday, while you're still in Iowa, 20 milligrams Cialis. I mean, I'm sorry. Tuesday, if I was in Iowa with you, 20 milligrams of Cialis. Wednesday, while you're down here in Florida,
Yep.
20 milligrams of Cialis. Thursday morning, you get up, snap one, take a 20 milligram Cialis.
Mm.
At noon, snap one, and then we're going to give him a 50 Viagra.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Whoa. And then at 3, you're going to have two snapped off with all this fucking tolerance buildup, all this hard dick stuff. 3 o'clock, she's going to walk in. Now, Brandon, at this point, I know as soon as she walks in and pops her top, do you think you're going to nut?
I'm almost guaranteeing it.
But you may not, because I got you two nuts prior. We got two, yeah. You know, we got two in a hopper.
Now, how about any kind of Benadryl, Excedrin?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, probably some Tylenol.
If he's going to do
some Benadryl, you might have cold-like symptoms. Yep. Yeah. Well, that's, sure.
That's what Viagra does.
Viagra will flush you out like you have a cold, so you take some Benadryl and like a Tylenol.
Yeah, yeah.
Daniel Rose, 1,000 stars.
Well, we'll fine tune the concoction.
Plus the Tylenol deal for the back neck deal.
Yeah,
for the Cialis.
It'll make you sick.
Wow, I think how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages where they slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
No, Anna, this is guy talk that you don't know.
Well, I'm just trying to. That's why I'm asking questions.
Yeah, listen, we're going to have all the other supplements you will need ready.
There's
to go,
a whole concoction you got to do.
This is a very intense
process.
Just
pop a pill.
Right.
It's not like the commercials.
You're going to have to hit a couple Benadryls with an Excedrin chaser.
Mm-hmm.
There's just, but we got you, okay? A couple bananas for potassium. We got
hydrated.
I got you, okay?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So now we got Caitlin to the room. It's 3 o'clock. You snapped two.
Mm-hmm.
I would, if you don't come, is now, first of all, you need to get your hands off your cock.
Yeah, you need to suck her tits.
And
See, Brandon likes that.
So, Brandon, now at this point, your mom or somebody is going to have to prep you because, you know, this will be the first time that you're going to come with no condom on. Right? Because right now, every time you come, you have the condom catheter.
Yep.
So you truly, your cock has never came without a condom.
That's true.
You don't even understand how much better even your hand would feel.
Never? I'm sure he has.
Well, actually, when I was first doing it, I didn't have a. When I was like 13, I went out at the school without anything on it.
All right. Well, you remember how good that used to feel? It feels a hell of a lot better than those two fingertips.
Did he say school?
He said he did it at school.
After school.
He said school. Did it at the school, like?
Oh shit!
After school,
you're trying to tell me that the guy, the kid, little Timmy in the wheelchair, fucking snapped it off at school?
Yeah.
Would you go to the bathroom?
Did the teachers report you?
No, because they never knew what I was doing because I did it under the table.
You did it in the classroom.
But would you just let it ride?
I've only done that twice.
You just let it ride right there in your pants?
Yeah.
Come on, I mean, just sticky up Elmer glue, my fucking McGillicuddy.
That's why my mom would get so mad and say, "Can you wait till you at least go to bed so I don't have to
So then when you'd come home, man, your shit would just be all stuck together and everything. What a fucking filthy. What a straight filthy. This guy used to fucking roll up in a wheelchair, pre-jacked.
Oh, you just like, were you like watching a girl or something?
Hard telling.
Well, I used to have fantasies about some of the teachers all the time.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen.
Oh, my God.
Brandon.
Next level.
Brandon. So, the minute Caitlin walks in, okay? Now, you're going to have your pants off. Well, you're probably just fucking completely nude, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, completely nude. Like, you know, fucking nude. Now, logistically, are they going to lay you on a bed or are you going to fuck in your chair? I don't even know how this is going on.
Well, she said we could do either or both because actually it'd be good to do it in my chair so my legs are strapped in so they don't go all like cattywampus.
You mean you say you have if your legs aren't strapped in, they get all fucking wacky?
Yeah,
they call you crazy leg dunning when if they don't strap your shit in. You got restless leg syndrome?
Like cobra.
So hold on, your legs start flip-flopping everywhere. I mean, that might be a good ride for a girl. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
What the hell?
Man, I was fucking this guy, and his legs started fucking octopusing me out.
His legs started fucking me.
You're going to get some pussy, and you're going to hurt your legs. Are going to knock the bitch off, and then you're like, she's like, I'm not going to give this guy no more pussy. He just fucking done knocked me off.
He punched me in his leg.
He dunked me, punched me with his fucking left knee. All right.
Yeah.
So now listen, buddy. Listen. So you're saying, now when you go to sleep at night, they put you in a bed, or do you sleep in your chair?
My mom puts me in my bed with my little, because I got this Hoyer lift. She just strapped me up, and it lifts me up, and I swing her. It's like a sex swing, but it's... For medical reasons.
So they got to swing you into bed, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, once you get swung into bed, could she get on top and ride you out, or your legs start going crazy?
Well, I have a feeling my legs are going to have to be held down because I don't want them to...
Oh, she's into that sort of shit.
Yeah, but that might be exciting for her, like a fucking bucking bronco, and she's trying to ride on.
Mm-hmm.
And then she has to grip, you know, she's got to grip, fucking hip grip you to stay on like she's riding a horse.
Yeah.
Ride a horse or fuck a quad, one of the two.
Yeah.
Same thing. So let's just say that you're on the bed.
Yeah.
Well, then I think you should start off with some head.
That's my plan.
Giving or getting?
Somebody.
Sorry.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Sex talk either makes her allergic.
What's that?
I'm allergic to sex talk.
Yeah. So... Now, do you got big balls? Because you might be able to teabag her. Have you ever teabagged a girl?
I mean, how?
Unless she motorboats his balls.
Yeah, let's burn a timeout on that one. I mean,
you can't. A guy can't fucking
have to crawl up on her.
How's he
can't get his balls licked?
How's that good? I mean, licked. Yeah, fine, but teabagging?
Yeah.
She's gonna have to.
She wouldn't be able to. She wouldn't be able to teabag you unless she got down on.
She motorboated your balls with her eyes.
Yeah.
You know, we're cutting schematics here at this point. So we're gonna gonna lay on the bed, and then she's gonna give you a head.
Yep.
And I know that you've probably always wanted head, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You think about
Who doesn't?
And so now, what about like you know, oral to her? Would you want to do some of that? Have you ever
I'll hit my ABCs.
Well, now see, Brandy, you just completely no, you don't.
Yeah, you gotta do it cursive.
I know. I just fucked it up. I know.
I'm just telling you, Anna. Right now, if a guy was eating her out and he said, "I'm gonna do my ABCs," she would tell him to leave.
Please leave.
Get the fuck out of here,
Time
you weirdo.
To do the alphabet.
Mm-hmm.
Please leave.
Only rookies say that. Real pussy eaters don't even.
Yeah, you just
get
do
down
it.
There
you
and start fucking
it.
Eating.
Right.
Yeah.
You isolate the clit. You suck the shit out of the clit.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Oof.
I mean, you can't get the two fingers. You can't. I mean, the cobra might be the best fingering technique at all when you got that fucking
shit.
Cobra up
she
there.
She might not
like
be able
that.
To get enough.
Yeah.
She might be like.
It is pretty small. It could fit in there.
No, but it just naturally, look, you got a natural fucking, you know.
Yeah, you got a natural cobra.
He's going to Rocky her.
Yeah. So, listen, I'm thinking with maybe we don't start with head. I'm thinking maybe we start with her squatting on your face.
Well, can he lick her tits first?
Okay.
Ooh.
Do you
see?
Brandon, what would you, maybe tit sucking into pussy eating,
mm-hmm.
into head giving? Into her riding you out with your crazy legs. How about that?
It's a good order of operations.
Yeah, I think that's how it should go.
Hana, what are you doing? You lick her?
Oh.
See, Hana, you know what? Deep down, you want to lick, don't you?
I want to lick.
I mean, you just deep down, you want to. Like, you're like always.
Lick
nah,
a what?
You're always like that. You know, hunching the air. And you're the horniest non-sexual person I know.
It's very true.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of a horn bag. But I have to, you know, I'll just have to deal with
do you
it
want
myself.
Do you want an alpha male to take you? Is that what you're looking
I
for?
I think every woman wants that.
I'm not saying, I'm talking
but
about
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And see, no could potentially.
I'm like 20% scared, 80% excited.
And like, could a no mean a yes?
It depends how I say no. Do I say no like, no.
What if Blitz was driving you home because you drank too much?
Yeah.
And he goes,
I'm a lush.
And he was like, hey,
yeah.
When I get you back to your apartment, you want to fuck? I'm going to just fucking grab you by the back of your lion hair and just fucking haul you up the stairs and fuck. You want to fuck?
No.
Yeah, Blitz.
Sounds like a yes to me.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like we're pulling over in Gandy Beach in the mangroves.
Yeah. Right. Gandy Beach? I'm not a boy.
Now let me ask you a question.
That's up for debate.
Anna, have you told a guy no recently that you kind of wanted it to say a yes?
Have I said no recently? Within the last 2 years, I haven't had sex.
So you're saying in the last 2 years of guys trying to fuck you, all the no's have been hard no's?
The no's have been hard no's.
Really? There's never been any
kind? Well, I haven't really been close. I haven't been in any beds.
No head?
No head.
No pussy eating?
No pussy eating.
Lots
of pussy crying, but no pussy
No
eating.
Pussy two-finger cul-de-sacking?
No.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, Blitz, the fucking technical whiz that he is, was able to get the old two-finger cul-de-sac tapes working.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He did.
I got them working, yep.
Fucking cases were all broken and shit. Blitz got in there with little motherfucking screwdrivers and shit. I love him.
Blitz.
So, Brandon, here's how it's going. You ready?
Got that bitch back in and going. Yeah.
Tit sucking, pussy eating, head giving, bronco fucking.
Yep.
Say it. Repeat after me. Say it.
Just tit sucking, pussy eating, and a head job, and then I'm riding like
head
a bucking bronco.
Then bucking bronco.
And then bucking bronco.
And where do you think you're going to, now mind you snapped two off earlier, but I got your dick hard through, you know, various above board prescriptions, even though they came out of Canada. and where do you think you're going to come on that deal? Do you think that you make it to the head?
You think I can shoot that high?
Nor do you think that you're going to come on every part of that. He's going to come on the tit sucking.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to come on the pussy eating. He's going to come on the head giving.
If she starts grabbing him while he's doing either of those first two things,
he's done.
Yeah. So the minute
even just her rubbing that area, he's done.
Like if her hair would just happen to touch your wiener,
done.
Well, that's happened to me at strip clubs before.
What do you mean?
Because I've gone to strip clubs before, and it don't take long for the lap dance.
You've had female friction.
You're saying that when you get lap dances, you come.
Right in the condom, and I hold on to him.
He gets his money worth.
I hold on to him real tight and kind of freaks him out.
Can you think about these strippers? I mean, they're not used to guys coming. They're just No, I don't think they are.
No, he's holding
them
tight.
I don't think strippers are used to, like, I don't think I think 99% of their clients don't come.
Yeah, not in the main room, especially.
No, when a dude's like, this is my first time at a strip club, that motherfucker's coming.
Like, are you over the top with it, too? I mean, like, when you come.
No, I just get real quiet and.
I mean, are you like, how do you do it? Like when you're coming?
I just moan a little bit.
All right, show us. Show us how it goes.
Well, it's been like 10 years, but I just get real quiet and go, that's what I do.
Just one grunt.
Dude, if you can come into a comedy strip club, why haven't you been there in 10 years?
Yeah. I would be there every Saturday night.
He's been banned from all the ones in his area.
Hey, it's true.
It's
a banned.
How many do they have?
Hey, you guys, we can't let this guy in. Why? Because he's a cummer. He comes every time.
He came on me.
He's got a condom on.
Yeah, no one knows. Still, he's in school.
Now, you know, some girls might like that and be like, you know what? He can come because he's got a condom.
Right. Who cares at that point?
I don't get anything on me or nothing. They may really like that. Fuck. I mean, does it really pulse out too, like bam, bam, bam.
Yeah.
Now, Brandon, are you a well hung man, buddy?
Well, see, I'm always sitting down, so I don't see how it hangs.
Well, I mean, you're
how does it lie?
I mean, like, no, hold on. Like, I'm saying, like, when you masturbate, your cock gets hard, right?
Mm-hmm. But in the condom, like, because I do it through my jeans, so I can't really. See how big it is.
Hold on, you're gonna try to tell me every guy knows how big their dick is.
Yeah, but I guess he can lay. Yeah, he can lay back in his chair too.
Yeah,
or in his bed. Like, yeah, because when you're sitting down,
Brandon, if you're little, then I mean, a lot of us. I mean, we're all just. I mean, I'm probably naturally medium to average at best, maybe little. I don't know.
But when you're sitting down, like half of it's not even showing.
Yeah, like right now, half of mine's tucked away in its little garage. I'm feeling it right now. It's not looking too good.
But even when you're bony, like even when you're sitting down, still some of it's not visible.
Yeah, like when you're full, when you're full hard. I mean, are you decent?
Also, like how far is the pubic? How far is my pubic bone back from where it's really hard? You mean?
I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Whatever.
I'd probably say about 5 inches, probably.
Okay.
Sitting down.
Probably.
Maybe we can get your mom on the phone and she could tell us how hung you are because she obviously she has other penises to go by. She's seen your brother's penis. She's seen your dad's penis.
That's his mom. She's going to be nice about it.
Yeah.
No, I think her mom would say, you know, Brandon's pretty well hung, yes. Or, no, Brandon's kind of small, actually.
But
where's your mom at right now? Is she within shouting distance?
She's at school.
Oh. Like, what would you say? Hey, mom, is my dick?
Paid? How's my dick?
What my dick do?
Am I pretty hung?
Mom, be honest. Am I bigger? Or am I what? You can tell her. Hey, Caitlin wants to know if I'm, you know, how well I'm hung. Because you don't know. You don't know how well you're hung.
Yeah.
How well do you think you're hung?
Well, I know that when she puts the cotton pads around, we can't get it too big because. Then it won't stick on very good.
That's not a good thing, Brandon. No. When the condom's too big, means you're small, buddy.
No, I think he means the other way around.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, because see, after you put it on, the dick shrinks back down, and every time I pee, I got to give it some space to get big again.
Is it big when your mom puts it on you?
Well, sometimes she says. And she says, "What were you dreaming about? It's way too big. So you got to get it So we got to wait about 2 minutes.
Hold on. So if your mom rolls up in there and she puts a new condom on you every day, by the way, God bless her. And yeah. So if you...
Fucking saint of a goddamn like, yeah. century. I mean, like, come
man,
on.
Yeah, I don't even know that I believe in God or Jesus, because who would bestow this bullshit on any human being? Yeah. So you're going to have a handicapped kid and you got to put a condom on every day. That's
and
bullshit.
That's
fucked up.
Yeah.
And at 16.
Yeah, and since she's been fucking 16, she's been doing this.
Yeah.
Poor what thing. A fucking saint.
I love your mom.
Yeah, your mom's awesome.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
And now, is she cool that we're doing this for you, buddy?
Yeah, she is.
Bubba, she is all about it, man. When me and Lemmy were with him at the hotel, she was, like, hoping it would happen, like, more than Brandon.
So, Brandon, like, if you've been jacking it or you're a little bit hard, she comes in and she'd be like, oh, you've got a bony. We got to... You can't be that large when I put your condom on.
Yep, that's exactly how it is.
And so then she says,
what did you dream about last night?
Do you tell her?
Well, usually I don't remember, because usually I get the morning wood and then it just already pre-comes and I don't even remember what I was dreaming about.
So you come at night too, huh?
Yeah. But I come in the condom because I wear it when I'm going to bed.
I know.
So I can print all kinds
now, for us sexually active guys who started out using condoms because we were responsible, like my son Tyler, of course. Yeah,
of course.
But as we got older, as you get older, you don't really.
You run a little looser?
Yeah, as you get older.
Come on. Condoms are fucking horrible, man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying not to say that's too much for my son because I hope that he can.
Oh, in that case, then they're the best things ever. But if he's not listening, they're fucking horrible.
But here's the deal, Brandon.
They've gotten better, but
you don't understand. Us guys who do fuck, when we used to fuck with condoms, I mean that's good, but you don't understand how good it feels when you don't have
a
condom.
Dude, it's not even like even the thin ones aren't that good. Like, fuck.
Yeah. And so you all the everything that you've done to your dick for the most part since you were 13, for the last, I don't know, 20, for the last 17 or so years, however the fuck old you are, has been with a condom. You're going to go raw. Oh my God. You don't have any idea how good it's going to feel, Brandon.
Yeah. It's going to be so sensitive.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I can't wait.
Didn't you say we're allowed to tape this too?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Yo, wow. I mean, Blitz, should we put that on our OnlyFans?
I think that's her plan, isn't it?
Yeah. I think that's her plan. Wow.
Good thing she got a big
She might fucking retire from that. I need to get a cut of that, or I need to put it on mine, too. I mean, this is for real. This is this is a quadriplegic man losing his virginity at 40.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is there's a real sick niche for this type of stuff.
Yeah.
And I've looked up some of the stuff that's on the internet, and it's not as real as this.
No, this is real. Like, this is fucking real.
Yeah.
Like, this ain't stage bullshit, some guy that's really not in a wheelchair. This is for real.
Yeah.
Are you shaved down there?
Brandon.
Don't worry, my mom's going to... She already told me she's going to trim me all up.
I know, but, like, are you, like, right now really fucking unruly? Pretty bad?
Yeah, but my mom said... See, I got to be a little hairier. The condom won't stay on.
Oh, okay. Well, a lot of chicks don't like that big fucking 70s bush shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no.
you need to get that trimmed down to like some nice AstroTurf. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't worry, Mom.
Brandon, I put all this together. Don't embarrass me. And you whip out your dong, and it looks like,
you got Bob Ross down there.
It looks like Pop Ross.
Shit.
Looks like fucking Pop Ross.
Some birds.
Come on, Brandon.
Don't worry, trees.
Don't fucking disrespect me like that. I got you some pussy.
Don't worry. My mom said, she said she won't allow that to happen.
Good.
Yeah, that would be.
Poor woman.
Yeah.
She's all about it.
Yeah. All right, B. Well. We're so fucking excited for you, buddy.
Yeah. Yep. And it's just...
Blitz is looking in. We might get a tax credit for this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going to be me and her driving up there.
Just you and your mom?
Yeah.
You and mom.
Where's your good-for-nothing fucking brother got?
Yeah, Boston.
Pussy. Pussy whipped.
He's going to have knee surgery tomorrow, so he's going to be out of
knee
gonna be out of commission.
Knee surgery for what? Chasing that pussy around town?
That he never gets?
Wait, is he dating that girl that he left here for?
No.
No, he never got nothing from that bitch.
Nope.
He fucking left here early, took a different flight for nothing.
Your brother is a really good-looking guy. Well, he should be slaying that Iowa corn-fed pussy. What is going on?
He's too afraid. He wants love story like Anna does.
Oh, God.
Oh, he wants to fucking... How old is he?
Like 28.
29. Yeah, he'll be 20.
He should just
29
be
in January.
29.
Slaying it.
Guys don't look. I mean, he's a very attractive guy. I got to think that most motherfuckers rolling around Iowa don't look as handsome as your brother.
He's an Iowa 10.
He's a fucking Iowa 10. He should just be slaying those fucking. What are the Iowa Hawkeyes?
Yep.
He should be just slaying that Iowa Hawkeye ass.
Yep.
All those Matt bunnies, all those wrestling groupie bitches.
Damn right. Oh, and actually, I did wear my Let's Go Brandon t-shirt at the wrestling meet, and everybody was saying, I like your shirt.
Were they popping on it?
Yeah, they were popping on it.
How good
is it? Iowa's a little blue, isn't it?
Yeah, Iowa's blue.
Did you say I am Brandon?
No, Iowa's more, I think my
Iowa's red. We got a Republican.
Now, hold on. How's Iowa's wrestling team this year?
Well, we're number one.
Oh, in the entire country?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Football team kind of fell off.
Yeah, football team kind of fell off.
But we're in the Big Ten Championship.
Who's in the Big Ten Championship?
Michigan and Iowa.
Yeah.
Fucking Michigan.
Is it Iowa State? Is that the school?
No, Iowa State. Brandon just did a fucking 360 circle in his quad chair. So don't fucking say Iowa
University
State Cyclones. Cyclones. They suck.
The fucking Cyclones.
They fucking suck.
Oh.
Iowa. Hawkeyes.
What school is that?
Hey, Lummy.
Iowa State.
Do not fucking Google it.
Yes.
And Brandon, do not tell him who is the most famous Iowa football coach of all time.
This is an easy one.
Oh, isn't he the guy that was just
John Gruden.
Hayden Fry.
Oh.
Am I right?
Yes. Yeah, they have a prize festival for him before every season.
What's that?
They have a big festival.
The Hayden Fry?
Yeah, the Fry Fest.
Fry Fest.
Well, I mean, Kurt Ferentz, he's been there forever, so.
He's not better than my Hayden motherfucking Fry. Let me shut the fuck up.
Well, I'm not saying that. That's the only guy I know.
But, all right, Brandon LeGuant, listen, I got.
Who's the best wrestling coach?
Oh, hold on. The best wrestling coach of all time is probably also one of the best fucking wrestlers of all time, and his name is Dan motherfucking Gable, period.
Yep.
He's like the GOAT. Absolute fucking GOAT.
Yep.
Wasn't he a heavyweight?
He was like 145.
How many national championships did he win?
He won three. He was undefeated until his last match his senior year.
Who beat him his senior year?
Some Larry guy.
Some Larry guy. Dan Gable would have been an undefeated four-time national champion except for some dude named Larry fucked his shit up his senior year, right?
Yep.
Yeah. All right, my friend. Hey, I'm sure we'll talk to you a few times, but, you know, start getting ready for this. This is a whole get ready deal, you know?
Yeah, damn right it is.
I want that fucking crotch dethatched, you know?
Yep, and I'm going to get a haircut and everything. My mom said, my mom's more like...
Maybe try to lose a little bit of weight, you know, get that gut down a little bit.
Yeah.
Start taking some roids.
Start taking some Iggy-type steroids. Get fucking full up, man. Yeah.
Yep.
Whoa.
All right, Brandon, I got to go. I love you.
I love you guys, too.
Bye, Brandon.
See you, Brandon.
All right, bye.
What a sweetheart.
What a fucking pimp. He has no...
Oh,
first of all, every guy here will tell you, man, pussy fucking ruins you.
It sure does.
We're ruining this guy.
And a lot of times it's worth it.
It's worth it because, you know, he can't really let pussy ruin him. We, on the other hand, you know, us able body guys, you can let pussy ruin you. But if you, if your mom has to drive you to the girl's house and you have to wear, there's just a lot of
pussy's
things.
Pussy's limited.
So he didn't answer this, but for real, like if he's getting fucking jerked off at the clubs, you know, with a knee, wouldn't you go back and get that every now and then?
Yeah.
Yeah. If that's all you're getting.
I would like, too bad Backpage isn't around anymore. I just have a girl come over and be like, hey, listen.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you like $100.
Well, you could do that on Instagram, asking for roses and stuff. Well, I mean, I know he had some issues with it, but.
Yeah, you can't get it. A lot of girls don't want to come over when you're all wheelchaired up.
And
yeah.
He's in Iowa, too. It's not the easiest.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
They got whores in Iowa?
Not a lot.
Not yeah. Them Iowa not bitches like town? Roses, too.
Even Brandon was like, ew, no.
But the bad thing about party girls, Blitz, is you can't even find a party girl anymore because they just turn into cam bitches.
On OnlyFans.
They're like, why do I want to meet you at a hotel and blast you when I can just fucking you know, sit behind my computer and strum my snizz?
Fucking OnlyFans ruined them.
Yeah, they did.
God damn it.
Check out our OnlyFans.
Yeah, check out our OnlyFans. Yeah. Blitz has been running, and there's some good shit on there. And coming soon, the old two-fingered cul-de-sac technique, and then we'll tape a new one.
We will.
Other than that, I think we're out, right?
Sounds good.
Renee and all my girls over. I think I saw Heather Wiz there.
She was.
There was a lot of girls there.
Thank you, Big Buck, for the stars.
Yeah.
Thank you for the star party.
For the star party, first day of December.
Thank you.
Florida Stanley.
Appreciate you.
Florida Stanley, thank you for the Gary
Snipe. He's got one in the hopper.
He's got one in the hopper. He's got one on reserve. So other than that, I really can't play any, you know, super yippee-yo, pyom-pyom-pyom-pyom.
That's just it.
That's it. We're going to say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
And we'll be back here tomorrow, same time, 10:15 to about 11:15. And I hope everybody stays safe, saves your money so you can give it to me.